This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, you want to keep Biden from getting your guns, just keep them upstairs. He can't climb the stairs, folks. Will Biden ever be allowed to climb the stairs of Air Force One again? Will they have to install one of those electric chairs that you sit in, takes you up the ramp? Probably be the best idea if they were, if the Democrats could be honest about anything. They would just install the electric mobility chair onto the Air Force One ramp. I mean, why wouldn't you? Biden can't walk or talk. He's severely demented. I mean, that would be the common sense kind thing to do. But see, the big lie is that Biden's so healthy. Biden can, he can run. He can ride a bike. He could beat up Trump. Remember that old thing? Oh, Biden, he could beat up Trump. He's so tough. But then you'd see him having to use an electric mobility chair up the Air Force One ramp, and that would put that narrative to bed, so they couldn't do that. So Biden is basically being tortured by the lies of his own party right now, and so he'll be forced to go up and down Air Force One until he dies in a year, two, four, who knows. And he'll probably fall, I think it's a fair guess to say, let's say in 4 years, I mean, how many times, over under, how many times Biden falls going up and down the Air Force One steps? I'd say over under is two. I'd say over under is two. What would you take on that? Over or under? What about you right there? Under? What about the rest of the crew? We've got one under. I say over under two, Biden falls down the steps. The crew says it's erroneous because they're never going to put Biden on camera going up the steps again. And so that's what my cameraman is saying, why he's taking the under two. So what are they going to do? Ban the media from being outside Air Force One? The escalator. Give Joe the escalator. Now, that'd be one way they could get around it. But see, let me tell you, people are so savvy these days with smartphones and drones and everything, they'll still find a way to get a picture of Biden on the steps falling down. He will fall down at least one more time before his presidency is finished. It's just a matter of if we will see it or not. All right, but here's Biden in an incredible moment. I'm wondering why this guy even ran for president, because here he is, of course, just, flopping and flailing around as a virtue signal, saying that Kamala Harris is smarter than him. But let's just listen to the glad-handing they're doing at the CDC. It's all political theater, folks. It's all virtue signal. It's all them patting each other on the back, patting each other on the head, portraying themselves as these goody-two-shoes. They're laughing, they're giggling during the deadliest pandemic ever at the CDC. And then here's Joe Biden. That's what they would do if they had any respect for Biden, so that he wouldn't have to fall down the stairs, give him the electric mobility chair. But here's Biden saying that Kamala Harris is smarter than he is.
And I shouldn't have done that because I wanted to yield to my vice president who's smarter than I am.
Well, there's not giggling? Much to add to that, Mr. President.
I'm so sorry.
No, but I will say that I do believe that this administration, with the leadership of our president, is without any question about science.
Oh, my gosh. Here, I want you to listen to it one more time without me cackling. Just listen to the absolute joke that this administration is.
And I shouldn't have done that because I wanted to yield to my vice president who's smarter than I am.
Well, there's not much to add to that, Mr. President.
I'm so sorry.
But I will say that I do believe that this administration, with the leadership of our president, is without any question about science.
What did I tell you? I tell you, she always brings her hands up over her shoulders. It's a thing she does. It's all body language with these people. Phony, phony, phony. So there's Biden, phony, like he can't even stand up straight, leaning against the desk. There's Harris always putting her hands above her navel for whatever reason. That's her go-to thing. Always cackling. This administration is a joke. It's all theater for them. It's all glad-handing. It's all feeling like they're great, feeling like they're doing something. It's all fakery, folks. But why did Biden even run? If Kamala Harris is smarter than you, Joe, why did you even run? Why are you even president? What is going on? My gosh.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news, today and now. Your host, Owen Schroyer.
So, in the last week, we have seen the Democrat Party and its media cohorts. It's all one and the same, really. When you say Democrat Party, you're talking about mainstream media, you're talking about Hollywood, you're talking about the politicians. It's all one and the same. They have been forcing a new agenda, a new narrative down our throats that Asian Americans are the big victims of white supremacy now. And so when it was black people attacking Asians in San Francisco or New York or Chicago, they didn't seem to bat an eye. It wasn't a story then. Then when they had the white psychopath who had a sex addiction to porn, which they won't want to talk about that because they probably all do too. Then all of a sudden it was, oh, wow, Asian Americans are victims of hate crimes. And you saw that narrative going from coast to coast in the mainstream media in Hollywood. And then some left wing Asian Americans buying onto it, but not really, I think, like the Democrat Party wanted them to. Gina Bontempo is of Asian descent. She's the manager of Candace Owens. She's been very outspoken on this issue. And so I wanted to get her take on all of this. Gina, thank you for joining us. It doesn't seem to me that the hate whitey or the racial division politics from the Democrat Party are working so well on Asian Americans like they wanted it to.
Yeah, they're trying desperately to continue this narrative of white supremacy is destroying America. And I always knew this was going to happen. I always thought to myself, I said, they are coming next for the Asians. And they are going to try very hard to manipulate us into this race war that they have developed over the last, you know, couple of decades at this point. And, you know, the funny thing, though, Owen, is I think a lot of Asians are falling for it. And here's why. My generation of Asian people have not experienced the same that our parents or our grandparents' generation has. So many of our parents and grandparents' generations, they fled from communism. They fled from countries that were actually socialist, and they came to America for a better life. So they understand the fight, and they understand what America offers. But where do you find most Asians today? You actually find most of them in the university system. So many of them have been indoctrinated. Many of them have been brainwashed into believing that America is evil and racist. So I think that's why the Democratic Party now is really working overtime to see how many Asian Americans they can get to buy into this narrative. Because obviously the shooting in Atlanta had nothing to do with race. Just like George Floyd's death and Breonna Taylor's death and Ahmaud Arbery, none of those deaths had anything to do with race either. But they've twisted the narrative to somehow make it about white supremacy. And something that I've been saying from the very beginning is that now all of a sudden you want to talk about stopping Asian hate when you have been intentionally blocking out Asians from the top schools around the country because we're too smart, we're too successful, our test scores are too high, and now all of a sudden you want to talk about stopping Asian hate. I mean, it's really, if you take a step back and look at it, it's really, really pathetic that they're trying to do this. But I always knew it was going to come, and I always knew it was going to arrive, and unfortunately, I see a lot of young Asian Americans who are falling for it.
I did notice it was the younger generations. And of course, where did you find it? You find it on TikTok. You find it on social media. And I realized something Because I kind of felt bad for a segment I did. Not really felt bad, but I felt maybe it was unnecessary. But it was this Oregon female basketball player complaining because she doesn't get the same equipment as the men's tournament. And I just played the clip, and I was like, look, honey, nobody cares about your tournament. Sorry, that's just the fact. So, yeah, you don't get near the investment and capital that the men's tournament get. That's just common sense. But, you know, she may be just, you know, she's young. She may not understand economics, and after all, she attends a major university, so probably being misled on that. But I realized it's the victim economy that is really the problem here. So she probably couldn't care less. She probably never even planned on using the weight room. She just thought, hey, I can act like a victim on social media and I'll go viral. Bam, she did. I fell for it. And so I think the same thing is happening now, because I'm seeing, you know, young Asian Americans, like you're saying, is saying, oh, all this hatred against Asians, which, by the way, I never saw before, except at the major universities, like you were saying, people being rejected, even though they get higher test scores, saying, oh, why do you hate Asians? Look at all the great stuff that we do for you and all this stuff. It's like, nobody hates Asians, but they want to invest into the victim economy. How much of that do you think is going on where people just want to get into this victim economy and they say, oh, if I do a complaint video, I can invest into this?
Yeah, that's a great point. It's something that I tweeted today, too. I'm now seeing all of these multimillionaire Asian actors, actresses, fashion designers, influencers who are now getting on Instagram and they're crying and they're saying that it's racist to ask an Asian person where they're from. It's racist to ask how to pronounce their name. And it's all just a trend at this point. They are just trying to get clicks and views. They are just trying to make more money. They are just trying to find a way to stay relevant. And the best way to do that right now is to make yourself be a victim. No matter how successful you are, no matter how rich you are, no matter how well you're doing it today, no matter how much you have taken advantage of the American dream and taken advantage of everything this country has had to offer you, no matter how much success you've had, you still adopt the victim narrative because it's the trendy thing to do. It gets you more followers. It gets you more pats on the back. And I think that's a big part of what's happening right now is that it doesn't matter what race you are. Everyone wants to be on the in crowd, right? Everyone wants to feel like they're a part of it and they want to feel like they're a part of the trend. And the trend right now is to make yourself be a victim. However you can make that happen, however you can spin the story. And I think that's the most pathetic thing because our parents' generation, the immigrants that came into this country, our parents, they completely set aside the victim narrative and chose to be successful and chose to rise up. Many of them came to this country with nothing. They couldn't even speak English. They got no assistance from the government, and they could have stood up and played the victim card all they wanted, but they chose to throw that aside and just pull themselves up by their bootstraps. So I think it's pathetic, and it's really, really, it's just disheartening to see so many young Asian Americans who have thrown away their parents' legacy to adopt this popular victimhood narrative.
We'll see how it plays out. And you know, I see two things happening here because I talk about the dichotomy of the two realities between the left and the right. I think the mask is the perfect thing. You know, you see a bunch of people in a mask, two masks, you have a pretty good idea who they voted for. You see people without masks, you can take a pretty good assumption there as well. But there's also a patriot economy. So it's this weird thing where it's like you can choose. Do you want to invest in like the pro-freedom, pro-human patriot economy? Like, for example, you work with Candace Owens. There's an individual who invested in the patriot economy. She invested in the pro-freedom economy, the free market economy. Look at how well she's done for herself. It doesn't matter that she's a black and a Republican. They say that that'd be impossible. No, she's made it to the top. She's climbed to the top of the ladder in 4 years. So she invested in that. But on the other side, you see the opposite. They invest in the victim mentality. Oh, how can I be a victim? What can I do to invest in the victim economy? It's the easy way out. I think it's laziness.
It's absolutely laziness. Yeah, it really is. And you see a lot of companies now, too, whether it's, you know, someone who makes a movie that has this woke narrative, or they remake some men's superhero film to star all women, and it just flops. Because when you go woke, you go broke because nobody wants to see that. Nobody actually likes to see that. Nobody wants to pay for that. And the sad thing is that people, we're seeing them fall on their faces. We're seeing them fall flat because they're not taking advantage of what this country really has to offer. I mean, my parents taught me ever since I was a kid, I got made fun of for having, you know, Chinese looking eyes, whatever. My parents told me, whatever, do well in school. And I did. I dominated everybody in school. I did better than all my peers. And now those bullies that made fun of me when I was a kid, they DM me and say, I'm so sorry I said those things because I've risen above them. And so it's really pathetic to see this because it's all it's all for clout, really. And at the end of the day, the funny thing is that they're just shooting themselves in the foot because they could be so successful if they pushed it aside.
No, that's it. It is all for clout. And that's it exactly. When you build a victim economy, it's a shell economy. It's a hollow economy. When you build a perseverance economy, a pro-human economy, its foundation is strong. It's thick. That's why Candace Owens is guaranteed to be successful when all these other people that invest in the victim economy, oh, I'm a victim because I'm black. I'm a victim because I'm Asian. I'm a victim because who knows what happened to me. Oh, my gosh. They're never going to be successful. But see, that's the trick is they think the more they can be a victim, the more they invest in the victim economy, the more they can be victimized, then and only then will they be the most successful victim of all of them. I'll be the biggest victim. That'll put me on the map. That'll make me successful. No, it'll make you the exact opposite. We'll have another segment with Gina coming back on the other side. I want to get into the double standards. If liberals didn't have double standards, they'd have none at all. They won't say Chinese flu, but you can say Brazilian variant. You can say European strain. Oh, anything and everything but China or Wuhan. No, don't even think about
it. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Twitter is where you can follow her and all of her great takes and content. Gina is an investor in the perseverance economy. We don't need to go off onto her story, but former liberal, she would claim, and she's come a long way since then. But we don't need to tell Gina's full story, but you can find it there for yourself on Twitter at Floria Gina, always good on current events and topics. And, of course, is doing great work with Candace Owens. And I noticed, though, Gina, before we get into the news, you know, how dare you come on this broadcast and culturally appropriate Asian culture by sitting on the floor of your house there? I can't believe that you would do that, clearly because of the content of this segment right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, what I'm doing is I'm showing my Asian privilege with my very flexible hips, which I'm sure is very offensive.
And your shoes are probably off, too, because your floors are clean.
Oh, you bet. No shoes in the house.
Oh, my gosh. Unbelievable. All right. What do you make of this, though? To me, it shows how the left is really just entirely controlled by the television or whatever the language police say. So if you say China flu, you're racist. If you say Wuhan flu, you're racist, or any variant of that. But Brazilian strain, you know, European virus, like you can say any other way and that's okay except China. What do you think of that?
The left has been trying to control our language for a long time, and they try and do it in every single arena and every category. And they're doing that because when you control the language and when you control people's words, you control the people. And so they started doing that with the pronoun nonsense. They started doing that with you can't say China virus, you can't say Kung flu, can't say any of that. But Brazilian variant is okay. And so we're seeing the left always find new ways to try to control our language. And it could be something as small as saying Brazilian variant, but you can't say the China flu. And it could be something as big as pronouns. And their entire goal is to control us and to control how we speak, to control what we do, to control what kind of vaccines we take. And they start very small by controlling the language. And so this is yet another example of how they're trying to assert dominance over us. And people will just do anything to listen to them. The masses will, they'll change their language. They'll say things that are more politically correct. And this is what they're doing. And this is yet another small example of that.
I'm curious, has anybody ever directly called you a Wuhan or a virus or a Wuhan virus or anything like that?
Never.
Never.
Never. I mean, I have not once since the China virus hit, I have not once heard anything directed towards me. I always ask my Korean family, too. I'm like, have you guys heard anything? Anybody say anything to you? And they're like, no, never, not once. I have a lot of family that lives in New York City. My Korean grandmother lives in New York City. My cousin and his wife live there. They're both Korean. And I always ask them, I said, have you heard any racist things said to you about the Wuhan virus? And they said, nope, everything seems pretty normal here. I mean, I actually, you know, I can think of maybe just counting on one hand the times that anyone has ever said anything remotely offensive to me in terms of race. And, you know, the funny thing is the most of those people were black people, which actually kind of brings back to what we were saying about the violent crimes committed against Asians. They want to make it out to be white supremacy. But if you look at the numbers, the most people who commit violent crimes against Asians are black people in inner cities, but that, of course, doesn't fit their narrative, so they're never going to tell us that. They're never going to show us those statistics.
And, you know, actually, on that note, one of the odd things that I noticed, because these crime statistics did come out across the board, and I'm not really sure, maybe it just shows that we're all racist, but it's in a backwards way. Across the board, every skin color group the number one perpetuator of violent crimes against them is from their own skin color group. Whether it's white people, Asian people, black people, Latino people, the number one committer of violent crimes against them is always the same color group. So I don't know what to take away from that, but I found that an interesting with some of the statistics that were coming out. The reason I ask you that, though, is because there was a guest on CNN, and I'm just led to believe that anybody on CNN is lying. That's just through experience. And this person owned a Chinese food restaurant. I forget where it was. The crew may be able to find it. But they claimed that somebody wrote Wuhan flu on their doors and spray painted, you know, China virus on their doors and, you know, all this stuff. And, of course, they got the CNN interview and they had all the pictures. I think it was fake. I think it was another fake hate crime, just like Jussie Smollett and the rest of them. And, of course, oh, here's the pictures, and then they get on CNN. So I'm the same. I've never heard anybody ever call someone the Wuhan flu because they're Asian. It just seems like more made-up garbage by the left.
Yeah, I mean, we now have an entire group of dumb liberals that it's that they were racist to me, but I can't tell you who it was. Meghan Markle, great example. She just went on Oprah last week, whenever it was, and claimed that somebody in the royal family dared to ask what color her baby's skin was going to be. And then when Oprah asked Prince Harry, well, who was it that said that? Well, I can't tell you. Well, that's convenient. You can't tell us who it was. And then even, who's that basketball player? Is it Jeremy Lue? I'm not good with basketball, but he also said that on the court. Jeremy Lin, yeah, he said on the court, oh, people were making really racist remarks to me about the Wuhan flu. And when they asked him, okay, can you tell us who? He's like, I can't tell you who. So, and then you have Colin Kaepernick has done the same thing. He said, people have said racist things to me. Okay, can you tell us who? No, I can't. So now you have this group of liberals, these dumb liberals who come up with these fake stories of people that have said racist things to them and have said heinous things to them, but they can't tell you who it is. And so these hoax hate crimes are within the same category. It's now popular to make up some sort of hate crime that has happened to you. I mean, I heard of another one happening last year of, I think it was a black student at a university. He wrote himself a hate note with the N-word all over it and put it on his car windshield and tried to act like it was from some white kid in the university. Turns out it was him. So what does this tell us? It tells us that America is so racist that people have to make up stories of people being racist to them, which is absolutely absurd.
Which is, of course, the investment in the victim economy, which is why I think Jeremy Lin was making those claims about the coronavirus. Apparently, they identify the player. It doesn't matter. Let me tell you something. I've sat courtside at NBA games. Calling someone coronavirus would be the least offensive thing that is said on an NBA court. I can tell you that from experience. It's quite horrifying, actually, some of the conversations. Now, what do you make of this irony? Of course, cancel culture will always come for itself. These people are just out for blood. It's almost like an addiction. Teen Vogue staffer who opposed and was integral in the firing to oppose the hiring and then was integral in the firing of Alexi McCammon, the young girl who made, I guess, I forget what the racist thing she said. I don't even remember. I couldn't even care less. But apparently, so now they found out, though, Christine David, who is a queer, fat, Philippinx femme in Brooklyn, that's her own explanation, okay, is she's a queer, fat, Philippinx femme in Brooklyn. She has used the N-word in multiple Instagram or social media posts dating back to 2009. She didn't want to hire McCammon because of racism. She used the N-word. And now, is she going to get fired?
It's the same thing you said in the beginning. If liberals didn't have double standards, they would not have standards at all. And I mean, it's always the people that play police on the words that other people use, whether they said anything racist. It's always the people who spend time digging up other people's past that have said the most offensive things, probably just yesterday. They're the ones who probably say it behind closed doors all the time. That's the reason they're trying to play police. It always happens this way. I mean, that story, when I was first reading the story, I couldn't even keep up with it because I find it to be so irritating. I find it to be such a non-traversy.
All right,
I could
Gina,
not even
hold
care
right
less.
There. We'll be right back.
March is here, and we're running a special for only 1 week. Store-wide free shipping up to 50% off on our best-selling items. Free shipping on storable food till this next Saturday and 10% off. Do you have any idea that most of the cost of storable food is the shipping? That is the best deal ever. Only till this Saturday. Survival Shield X2, the good halogen, 50% off. Turbo Force, the 10-hour clean energy, 40% off. Ultra 12, the best vitamin B12 out there. Take it out of the tongue. It's incredible. 50% off. All of it free shipping. Huge deals on gravity-fed water. filters. Amazing deals on all of our products. I'll be frank with you. Stuff's so bad, things are so out of control. I'm trying to sell them everything so we actually have funds inside our coffers to keep operating if they shut our shopping carts down. We're under a major globalist attack, not because we're the enemy, but because we're standing between you and the globalists. The globalists want to bankrupt you. They want to enslave you. They want to depopulate you. They want to force inoculate you. Fund InfoWars, and we'll take action against them in the fight.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I mean, could you imagine the world, though, if the left wing actually built it in their image? Who would they wouldn't even want to live in that world. But that's the big trick of the victim economy. That's the big trick of the woke mafia. Gina Bon Tempo is with us for one more segment. I just wanted to give her a final word. What's big on her mind right now, and then let people know where they can follow you, follow her. So, Gina, you know, other than the discussion that we had, is there anything else that's big on your radar, and where can people follow your work?
I mean, look, the biggest thing, I'm actually going live tonight on my Instagram to talk a little bit more about this fake narrative of white supremacy and how statistically the people who commit the most violent crimes against Asians are black people. But I'm taking it a step further, because the issue still, even though black people commit the most violent crimes against Asian, the issue is not a race at the end of the day. The issue is that we have a problem that the Democrats are trying to distract us from every day, and that is violent crime in inner cities committed by an overwhelming amount of black people. And what's broken right now is black American culture. We're not talking about it because if you look at the statistics between black immigrants and American-born black individuals, black immigrants have way lower rates of crime, way lower rates of poverty, higher marriage rates, lower rates of unemployment, everything. So what's happening right now is a breakdown of black American culture, and it's manifesting in a lot of violence and crime in inner cities. And that's something that we're not talking about. I work with Candace Owens, and I manage her nonprofit, the Blexit Foundation. So very passionate about what's happening in black America right now. So I'm going live on my Instagram tonight. You can follow me at GM Florio. And then on the other side of that, I also run a fitness and health coaching business. So if anyone is looking for some assistance, we're doing a spring health challenge starting next month. You can go to my Instagram page to find more information about that. And of course, follow me on Twitter too. I'm always saying offensive things and getting in trouble. And so I think it's only a matter of time until I'm in permanent Twitter jail right next to you, Owen.
Well, it'll be an honor. I've been here so long, there's basically the couch has molded my butt into it. I've been in the Twitter jail for so long. I'm such a regular here. Gina, thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Thanks, Owen. See you next time.
All right, there she goes. And, you know, she talks about, she does have a health blog. And, of course, we here at InfoWars are very much into health, myself particularly. And I can tell you the supplements at InfoWarsStore.com are very key to my health and physical regimen. And so I start every day with Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsStore.com, DNA Force Plus every day, every night, other staples in my system, the krill oil. I've been off and on with Alpha Power. I don't really need it per se, and when I take it, it's very noticeable, so not really something that I need right now. VasoBeat Complete, just absolutely incredible. The nitrates in that, that is just a great supplement we have there. Just so many. They're on sale, 50% off right now. Super Male Vitality, Turbo Force, always in my health pantry. The Bodies and or the Pure Turmeric Tincture, always in my cabinet as well. We're out of Bodies right now, but the Pure Turmeric Extract, just as good. Survival Shield X2, that's a must-have. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. Big discounts as well. Free shipping on some of the items at InfoWarsStore.com. And, folks, it's a big... You know, Alex is out today. We may not be hearing from him tomorrow either. I'll be filling in on the Alex Jones Show. It's a big couple days here. It's going to be a big week for InfoWars. There's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes. I'm not at liberty to discuss right now, but there's a reason why Alex is out today, and there's a reason why he may be out again tomorrow and the day after. We'll see how it goes. But it's a big week here for InfoWars. A lot of stuff going on behind the scenes. So your prayers are going to be very necessary this week. And sharing the links, spreading the word about InfoWars and Band.video and your financial support at InfoWarsStore.com is all going to be key this week, folks. So please, prayers up for us, and continue to support us by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. And hopefully we'll have some great news coming up in a couple weeks here, if and when Alex is ever able to talk about it. Okay. Again, that's all at InfoWarsStore.com. I do have some other news here. I would like to maybe open up the phone lines, but you know what? That's what we'll do. We'll do it. You know what? It's a weak way of doing it, but we still do it. If you can get in, I let the crew decide who's the best caller. I got one more segment coming up after this segment, so I let the crew decide. The best caller, I usually take three or four in a segment. The best callers will get in on the Alex Jones Show this Sunday. Tom Papert may take your calls afterwards. He's hosting Sunday Night Live. I'm sure he'd be willing to take your calls. But I can do one segment of calls today. And if you get in and you're, according to the crew, they'll have the judgment. The best callers will get on first. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. The best callers get on. Anything we've covered so far today is fair game. I have a couple of other news stories. Let me cover them right now. Kind of a big deal here. Robot doctors take over hospital to reduce COVID spread. Oh! And so now they have those little robot dogs with a tablet, like, for a head. And now they walk around the hospital like, huh, do you have COVID? Oh. So now the robot doctors are here. Wow. So that came about the age of COVID as well. That'll probably be a permanent thing now. U.S. woman gives birth to first known baby with COVID antibodies. Now, I am in touch with some nurses who sent me the story, and they said, you know, do you realize the implications here? And it's not necessarily about the antibodies, but what if, what happens to the baby of someone who's gotten a COVID vaccine, which most pregnant mothers that get the COVID shot, they end up having miscarriages or their baby dies. I'm sure it'll be good for you, though. But what happens to those babies? Or better yet, what if somebody gets a COVID vaccine or multiple COVID vaccines, the biotechnology, and then donates blood? And then a non-vaccinated person gets that blood. What are the implications of that? What are the differences in the blood? That's a big story that I think is coming up. Again, that was a notion shared to me by a couple of nurses that I'm in touch with. Israeli Jews petition International Criminal Court, say Israelis' mandatory COVID vaccines violate Nuremberg Code. Absolutely. Absolutely. Any common sense civil rights advocate would tell you that, but we don't have that now. We just have liberal lefties. We just have lefty progressive activists and militants now. Peer-reviewed study suggests CDC inflated COVID-19 fatalities. Oh, that's right. Of course, we gave you that peer-reviewed study a year ago when they were doing it, and they told us how they were going to bring about the numbers. Anybody that dies that tests positive for COVID dies of COVID. Doesn't matter if a bullet went through their head. Doesn't matter if they were flattened by a train. It doesn't matter if they were 110 years old. They died of COVID, and so now that's mainstream news. Telegraph is reporting China, the big trade winner from lockdowns in the West. Oh, yeah, big league, not just in trade, but in everything. The American economy collapsed. Small businesses collapsed. The supply chains collapsed. China never really locked down. They did for maybe a month, reopened, and now they're kicking ass in the global economy because they're open for business, and the Democrats are keeping the United States closed. And, boy, I mean, people really hate Joe Biden, and this is people that not really necessarily like Trump. I was golfing yesterday, and we got linked up with a couple of locals here, me and my buddy from St. Louis, and they were like, oh, you're imports. And we were like, yeah, we're from Missouri. Oh, thank God you're not from California. And we were like, yeah, believe me, buddy, we know. And they were like, okay, good. We don't want any more commies out here. Like, oh, you don't have to tell us twice. And then, let's just say people are not happy at the price they're paying for gas. And there was another individual I met yesterday on the golf course who was 80-something years old. He was a Korean war vet. And he had some choice words, man, for Biden. Let me tell you, he wasn't a big Trump guy. He didn't really like Trump either. But he was like, oh, man, when you said Biden, though, I mean steam. And this guy had a hat on that he wore on the ship during the Korean War. Same hat. And I mean, the steam coming out of his ears when you start talking about Biden and the open border and the gas prices and the energy. Oh, man, it was something to behold. All right. When we come back, your phone calls, one segment of your phone calls on the Alex Jones Show on this Sunday. And then Tom Tapper takes over. The best callers will get on board, folks. So you better be good. Better be real good.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
We're shooting this on the evening of Monday, March 1st, 2021. And in just 6 days, this Saturday, the biggest sale ever on storable food is going to end. Because of the ice storms and the problems around the country, our big supplier, highest quality storable food at the lowest price, My Patriot, is giving us the best deal ever. Free shipping on all of their storable food. That's a big cost of storable food is the shipping because it weighs a lot. And 10% off on top of it. You won't see this deal come along for a long, long time. You've got until this Saturday, the 6th of March, 2021, and then contractually they have to end the sale because they have hundreds of distributors. And they're getting mad that we're undercutting the price. They decided to do this, so it's exclusively available. There's a few days left at InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com. Make sure you write the specials. All their food, all their packages, 1 month, 6 months, a year. It's all PrepareWithAlex.com. Take advantage of it now, and it funds the InfoWar.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
As usual, we got great callers on the line. We're going to take the best callers, though.
What do you say?
And Tom Papert may or may not take your calls. I have no guarantees. He's coming up, though, hosting Sunday Night Live. A couple of the final news headlines here, and we will go straight to the phone lines, from the headlines to the phone lines. Federal judge alleges Democrats are close to controlling all major news outlets. This is really a key story. I probably should have spent more time on this today, but it's just total veritas here. And so D.C. Circuit Court Judge Lawrence Silberman pointing this out, saying that the Democrats in control of the media is a threat to American democracy. He also thinks that his own decision in the New York Times versus Sullivan should be overturned because he's seeing the bias against Trump and Republicans from the media. Quote, "The increased power of the press is so dangerous today because we are very close to one-party control of these institutions." And they're going for that full control. These are totalitarians that we're dealing with. "Our court was once concerned about the institutional consolidation of the press leading to a bland and homogenous marketplace of ideas. It turns out that ideological consolidation of the press, helped along by economic consolidation, is the far greater threat. Although the biased against the Republican Party, not just controversial individuals, is rather shocking today. It is not new. It is long term. Secular trend going back to at least the 70s. I could go on and on. But he's spot on. Absolutely correct. Everybody sees it. Only the left is in denial of their own totalitarianism. Former FDA commissioner
says that the social distance mandate was costly and wasn't based on clear science. Yeah, now they're admitting, and the New York Times and the Washington Post are getting blamed for it. And they're saying, wait a second, we didn't come up with the 6 feet. Who came up with this? And they're asking around. Nobody knows who came up with it. I don't know. Probably Fauci. Probably Fauci, but he's the expert on everything, even though he's a lying con man and a fraud. Parody video showing Trump knocking Biden down Air Force Ones with a golf ball, MSNBC says could lead to an assassination attempt on Biden. Oh, okay. And so I'm sure that's why they'll never let you see him climbing the stairs again, because it'll lead to an assassination attempt, not because it's totally embarrassing for Biden. And, oh, by the way, what about all of your coverage about how Trump was a Nazi and all the attacks on Trump, the people that attacked the podium, the people that tried to ram the presidential motorcade, the thousands of attacks on Trump supporters, the riots breaking out from radical Democrat terrorists at Trump events like in Chicago? Does that count for anything? Does your rhetoric that caused that count for anything? What about the violent crimes of Black Lives Matter and Antifa? Does any of that count with your rhetoric? Oh, no, I forgot. You're good liberals. You're above your own. You're above your own laws and orders and dictates. I forgot about that. Okay, we can squeeze in a couple phone calls here on the Alex Jones Show. Again, Tom Papert coming up with Sunday Night Live. May or may not be taking your calls. Let's start. What do you guys think here? Should we go? You guys like Justin in Minnesota. You're on the Alex Jones Show. Justin in Minnesota. Go ahead.
Owen, how are you, brother?
Good.
Good. Okay, really quick before I go to the main question for you. I called into the show before, and I asked you for some information about your workout regimen, and I just didn't get enough time to write it down on a piece of paper so I could go read about it. Could you repeat it?
I'll tell you what, I'm not going to do it here on the Jones Show, but if you do this, if you go to my Subscribestar and you subscribe to my Subscribestar and you send me a message, I will type it all out for you, brother. How about that? So I'll put it all down permanently. Go to my Subscribestar, subscribe, send me a private message. I always respond to my private messages there to all my subscribers. So if you do that, Subscribestar.com/Owen-Royer, ask me the question. I'll send you the message there, Justin. I don't want to do it here on air, though. Let's go to Freeman calling in from FEMA Region 7. Freeman, go ahead.
Hey, Owen, thanks for taking my call. I wanted to make an analogy about the mask.
Yeah.
The thought the other day, when you're a kid, you think there's a monster in your closet, you hide under the covers. But after a certain period of time, you realize hiding under the covers isn't going to do anything, even if there is a monster.
Or you realize there's not a monster.
Hello, Owen. This is Dr. Fauci. I had to take over Freeman's line here. I'd like to thank my NSA associates for that. Before I get started, I have to address you about these vaccine talk. Okay, the vaccine is good for you, Owen. You got to take it. It's just like when you're a kid. You got to take your vitamins. Oh, you can't tell them to do vitamins. Okay. Just take the vaccine. In fact, we're going to tell you to take all the vaccines. You're going to take the Moderna, the Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson.
The funny thing is, Fauci, they're already mixing those vaccines. They already mixed a cocktail of those vaccines together in Europe because they weren't having success. They're like, well, let's just mix them together and give them to people. I'm not even kidding you. Did you know that, Fauci?
Excellent. They've been taking my advice. I had no idea. Thank you for letting me know, Owen.
You're the worst.
We need everybody to take our vaccines. And just so you know, we're going to have to start wearing at least 10 face masks. At least 10 face masks.
How many?
All right, Dr. Fauci,
how many face masks did you wear today?
I wore 11, just like Spinal Tap.
And Dr. Fauci, how many anal swabs did you apply today?
Oh, you don't even want to know. Please, I'd like you to give your regards to my good friend, Dr. President Lefto the Clown. Very good guy.
Well, I will send my regards. I will send my regards, Fauci. Thank you so much for dialing in today. Wow.
Thank you.
Fauci wears 11 masks. Confirmed. Wear a mask and swab that ass. All right. Good Lord. Oh, my gosh. What an insane time to be alive. What do you guys think here? Who should I go to next? All right, Max, you guys want Max? You guys want Brad? What do you guys think? Come on, crew. I told you to pick the best callers. You're letting me down. All right, Brad in New Jersey, you're on the the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Owen, I'm not going to ask how you're doing because everyone does that, and I know it's annoying, but I want to know a question from you here. Who's the top on your list for 2024, the Republican nomination, if Trump doesn't run? I want to know from a betting standpoint and a personal standpoint, and from my point, I'm taking Candace Owens for both.
I don't think Candace is going to run in 2024. I think maybe down the line she may have some political aspirations. I think she's got too much on her plate right now to be thinking about a presidential run. She's getting her new TV show. She just had a kid, and she just got married. So I don't suspect a Candace 2024. Maybe sometime down the line, maybe Senate or House. I think DeSantis, outside of a Trump, I think a DeSantis is probably strong. Rand Paul may have interest in running again. Ted Cruz may have interest in running again. I would say those are probably the obvious picks right now. I would expect there to be probably a couple, people that come out of nowhere and try to get involved. So I would say DeSantis, Cruz, and Rand Paul, probably your leading candidates right now for 2024. If you're talking about gambling, I haven't looked. I doubt there's even odds out there. They probably wouldn't come out until after the midterms anyway. But that would be where my money is. Maybe Don Jr. You never know. Don Jr. could throw his hat into the ring eventually. I'd kind of like him to. I kind of think I'd like his politics more than his father's, quite frankly. I don't know if Trump's planning on running again. I don't know. He did send out a scathing statement today on what's happening at the border. So he's obviously still concerned about what's going on. He said he's going to start his own social media company. I don't even think Trump wants to run again. I'm not sure if I would vote for him. So does that answer your question?
Oh, that does. And I kind of agree. I mean, if Candace, she's kind of a wild card. She doesn't run. I definitely think DeSantis is on the top of the list. I think he's got the Trump personality somewhat, and he's got the political background, and he's coming from like some top schools too, so he can get like the establishment on board.
And, look at the pedigree he's going to have coming in with all the success of the state of Florida. Of course, the left will try to deny all that, but that still exists. They can't deny it. Brad, thank you so much for the call. All right, we can squeeze in one more. Let's go to Pauline in New York. Pauline, you got 60 seconds. Go ahead.
Did you hear about there's a person in Brooklyn, 90 years old, who has the Brazil variant? I've heard the mRNA makes you create viruses. So you're creating your own variant. Maybe that's how they said there's no way he traveled. So they don't know how he got it. Maybe he's creating, shedding, making viruses that actually match with the Brazil one.
Yeah, I think it's a lot of conjecture more than anything else, more than science. It's just a lot of conjecture. And so who really knows? They've never really isolated, as far as I know, any of these COVID variants anyway.
I have a real quick suggestion. Is there a way you guys could have a phone line to call in to listen to the show in case you don't use the computer?
I think we do. Guys, we do have one, do we not? We do have a listen line. What is that number? We have 15 seconds, guys. I'm a failure. I don't know the number off the top of my head. We do have a listen line. You could probably find it at Infowars.com. That's it for the Alex Jones Show on this Sunday. I'm going to be handing the reins over to Tom Papert on the other side of this break.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.